listening to KLAV Las Vegas.
Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Dancer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Dancer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to our June 2nd show. Bob, I believe you had a pretty interesting week. Your wife won something. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I did, but since you brought it up, I can't not talk about it.
You could take the fifth or the second.
I was playing on Double Point Day at South Point on Monday night, and they had a drawing, and I got to hear Shirley's name called. She won a Toyota Prius, and the way it works is if you get there in half hour, you get an extra $500 in gas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shirley doesn't go into the casinos, generally speaking, so she was not there, but and we live about 20 minutes away.
Oh.
So I call her up, and are you presentable? Can you get here? Oh, yes. Just tell me where to go. So I ran down to the spot, and
I passed you in the hall.
Yes, I did. I was kind of a little bit excited at that point. And
I've never actually seen you that excited.
Figured out how to, where it was and where to get to from the outside, called her back. And the way it works is you can get a Camry or Prius, but she wanted something higher end. So they're actually giving $25,000 of credit towards anything that Finley Toyota will sell her.
Wow, that's cool.
It is cool. She could have had 17.5 in cash.
This brings it up to like 9 cars you've won for career, right? Or something?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Something. Yeah, sure. Like you don't know what the exact amount. I of course, have also won vehicles in my career, but I never take them because I like my cheap disposable vehicle.
Well, a lot of them we took a cash equivalent.
You did?
One way or another. Some we had already sold. One was for somebody who worked for us who had bad credit because she just got a divorce. And so we kind of carried her along and found out later why it was she had bad credit. But anyway, that's another story.
Well, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
I couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
And yeah,
or girl, actually,
yeah,
as the case may be.
Part of it was like, it was kind of embarrassing because there are people who need a new car more than Shirley and I do.
Yeah.
But we're happy we won.
To actually take a really expensive vehicle, I would require additional monthly payment to drive around in something I get. For me, you know, it's more of a... I just like having a cheap vehicle. If somebody runs into it and dents it, I can just roll the window down and go... Yeah, I don't care. Have a nice day, which actually happened to me last week.
All right, good. So
I had a quick listener question.
Okay.
Somebody emailed me and wanted to know what the English translation was of the Zulu that we used in our last week's close.
Burning question. I've been wondering that myself.
Yes, the wording was, in fact, Sietemba, Sietemba, Kwena, Kosi, Sizo, Fika, Ma, Kaya.
And that means there's big progressives down at the M, I'm pretty sure.
Not exactly.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's
what
close.
Does that mean?
It means we still hope and we still believe that we will reach our destination.
That might be the same thing.
And it's a segment from a song called The System is Falling by Johnny Clegg and Savuka off of the album Heat, Dust, and Dreams. And it was written just before the fall of apartheid in South Africa.
Okay.
So it's a very nice song. Of course, my mother, for those of you out there that don't know, was from South Africa for most of her life. So
she was from South Africa for her entire life.
No, she was born in a little island called Reunion, migrated to Madagascar, and then South Africa. So it was actually the third country she lived in. Anyway, I have a quick restaurant review. We've been going to these lovely restaurants. I ate at, you know, now that we've added the M as a sponsor, we went and ate at Marinelli's, whose head chef is Sergio Santoro, at the M. And overall, I was very, very pleased. Mm-hmm. It started out kind of bad. I went in and just really had a craving for grappa, which is a hard alcohol they make from the grape skins. And they had three of them on the menu, and I ordered them sequentially, and they went, no, we're out of that. No, we're out of that. No, we're out of that.
So they were grappa-less.
They were grappa-less. Yes. Ooh, I like that. I like that. And then, you know, then I ordered the salad, and it was very nice.
They weren't out of that.
They were not out of the salad, no. Little disappointed with the oil and vinegar balsamic. They were using the balsamic Modena, which is the less expensive version. But when the entree came, all of my,
you had osso buco that night.
I had the osso buco, and it was oh so wonderful. I picked up, they brought me this really sharp knife, you know, to go sit down and eat it. And as I touched the meat with my fork, it just fell right off the bone and was one of the best osso buco I've ever had. So the other thing, of course, you know how it compares to Nove. I go to Nove all the time at the Palms, and I'm just impressed to no end. But you have to keep in mind, Nove is probably three times as expensive, and that's a conservative estimate. It might be four times as expensive. So I think that Marinelli's, we need to eat there a few more times.
And Marinelli's would be quieter as well.
Oh, yes. Much, much quieter, which is probably something you would like. Anyway, so that's my first preliminary report of the Italian restaurants. If it's a very special occasion and, you know, you don't mind spending the money, Nove is still my best pick out of our sponsors' restaurants for Italian food. But Marinelli's, I think if you stick with their signature dishes, boy, you can't get better than that osso buco, and I'll be trying their other signature dishes soon.
Well, good. And just don't be holding out for the grappa. Okay.
Maybe they'll get it now that I mentioned it on air that they were out.
Good. Let's talk. Let's do some commercials. We're going to have Nolan Dalla in about 6 minutes. He's a video poker. He's a live poker writer and player.
You have video poker in the brain, Bob.
I do. If it's not video poker, it just doesn't exist. And he's also the media director at Harrah's for the World Series of Poker. So we're going to be talking about that tonight.
And if it's not progressive video poker, it doesn't exist for me.
All right. South Point. They have more than 10,000 video poker games returning more than 99%. This is more than anybody anywhere else in the world. The big promotion in June is called a $4,000 swipe, spin, and win. And if you check the sign, you'll see the apostrophe on the and win is backwards. This is the first time I've seen a spin and win with a backwards apostrophe, so I think they get extra credit for that. The way this works is you get 200 points a day, and you swipe your card at the kiosk, and you receive a reward ranging from 2,500 points, which is $7.50, or an adult movie ticket. Those would be the low end. The top end is $50 in free play or $50 in guess. And for $200 a play, $50 is 25%. That's pretty good. The prizes are random, but not all the awards are equal. If you tend to get $75 a week mailers, you're going to get mostly $50 gas or $50 free play. If you tend to get $5 or $10 a week mailers, you're going to get mostly 2,500 points or mostly movie tickets. So it's random. You don't know what you're going to get, but not all players are equally. They have a 2x point days on Flag Day, which is June 14th, which is also an important day for me because my classes at Samstown begin on June 14th. Silverton. This month they have a pull tab promotion. The way the pull tabs work is you play 1,000 points or 5,000 or 10,000, and you get a pull tab. I've been playing at the 10,000 level. Last year, this was at 1%. this year is disappointing. Of the 10,000 that I've heard, three of them have been $25 free play, and one has been $50 of food. These are low. So it kind of makes them like double points if limited to 10,000 points. So I'm trying to find out if there are some better ones in there, and so you put up with the little ones and some occasionally get a $10,000 or something. But so far I haven't been able to find that out. But on their 2x point days, which they have a couple of them, that makes it now 3x points, and so that's good. And definitely when I play on Senior Mondays, I will be picking up the pull tabs. Their 2x point days are Saturday the 11th, Father's Day the 19th, and Saturday the 25th. The most recent 2x point days have an 80,000 point bonus cap. In the old system, that meant your base points plus your bonus points added up to 80. On the new system, it's actually 80,000 of your bonus points. So if it's double point day, you can play 80,000 points and get a full 80,000 bonus points. So with a .30 club, it's 80,000 points is an extra $240. One advantage to the Silverton and the South Point, both running got to be there every day promotions, are that they're basically next door to each other.
I was going to answer that.
Oh, good. You had figured that one out. Good. They're next door to each other. And so there are people for whom it's too far to go to one of them, but it may not be too far to go to both of them because there's two good reasons. Or if you like the M Progressives, which we'll be talking about soon, that's just another 3 miles down the road. So there's three things happening in the same part of town, which is efficient.
Yeah, they're only about 10 minutes apart on a skateboard, if that's useful information.
I would not like to go between the South Point and the M on a skateboard. That does not sound like a safe way to do. They don't have sidewalks and stuff like that. Palms. The Palms has Friday night drawings all the month. And this, I have I don't know if it's an English question or maybe a photography question for you, Frank.
Oh.
Focus. What would be the plural of focus?
Foci.
Foci. All right. Same to you. Now, if if the Palms is giving two cars away and each of them is a Ford Focus, is it a Ford Focuses or Ford Foci?
Focaisi.
Focaisi. Uh-huh. All right. So the Palms is giving away two cars. The way it works is the first and the actually, the cars are going to be away on the second and the fourth Fridays.
And they come with bread, focaccia.
For the first and the third, you win prizes and an entry into the drawing. So the drawing on the second Friday is based on the winners at the first and second Fridays. On the fourth Friday, it's based on the winners of the third and fourth Friday. Now they have their PEW, which stands for Play, Earn, and Win. In the first half of the month, it's called Stainless. And the way it works is if you earn 25,000 video poker points, you can get a watch by a you can get a 13-quart dispenser for $17.5. So they have various stainless steels. There's a 52-ounce oversized mug for 2,000 points. These are called Bubba mugs by my friend Annie, who's never seen without a Bubba mug. And I just heard on the radio today that today is Bubba Day. So National Bubba Day. I'm not sure why or what that means, but anyway, that it is. Okay, the second half of the month, they are having a different PEW. It's called Summer Games, in which case you can get a $100 gift certificate at Big Five or Sports Authority, or you can get a horseshoe set if you need a little bit of luck. Finally, at the Palms, they have every Thursday you can pick up a free gift just for showing up. Usually you have to play some to get it. Today I was there and I got a CD holder. All right, good. Finally, our fourth commercial is the M. M is, as lots of progressives, the Las Vegas advisors call them the Frank and Bob Monster progressives, which is, we're still trying to decide whether to be complimented or to sue them for libel. One of the two, though, we got it narrowed down.
I still like the mythological Hydra reference, you know?
Mythological Hydra reference.
Yeah, call it a rapid Hydra progressive. You cut off one head and two grow back. It's...
Well, okay.
Of course, I'm kind of, you know...
You're kind of mythological.
Stuck on mythological references.
You do tend to live in the past. All right, so we have, at 3:30 today, we know how big the progressives are. Why don't you tell us how big they were at 3:30 this afternoon?
All righty. Well, the Jacks Are Better quarter was at 23.72. The bonus poker was at 12.29. The double bonus poker was at 19.73.
That was a good year.
For wine, yes. The double-double bonus poker was at 13.52. The deuces, I believe, nope, it wasn't the high meter. I'm thinking, oh, that's high. It was at 29.81.
But it's definitely playable.
Definitely playable. And the Joker is already back up to 17.67. Bonus Poker Deluxe is coming in as the highest meter today, which is $3,069.
Also very playable.
Also very playable. And the Super Double Bonus Poker is $1,493. Now, there's probably, like, in town, out of the, you know, highest four quarter progressives in the entire city, three of them, or maybe perhaps all four of them, are at the M. I think that's pretty impressive.
It is. It is. And the dollar progressives haven't been hit yet.
Dollars have not been hit.
They were seated, they have gone up $1,300 a piece.
Yep. So everything's at $53.35, except for the... SDB, which is at 73.35, and the Joker is the high at 93.35.
So at 93.35, it's probably 99.2 or something before considering the meter, before considering cashback.
Mm-hmm.
So it is in the...
And, of course, you really should. If you sit down to play it, it's going to go up while you're playing. So... it is, you know, more or less acceptable to add the 0.5% meter rise that's going on just the 1 meter that you're going to play for.
Uh-huh. So right now we are going into what we call a stall because we were expecting Nola Dalla to call us in about 5 minutes ago, and so far he hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't?
He has not called. So.
Uh-oh.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, I wanted to tell you the funny story about the M sign. You know, it's been going on VP3. Have you caught any of that?
It says up to 102.5%.
It says up to 102.5%. And
I've been sending emails. Take that sign down. It doesn't make any sense.
You have?
I have.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I had no idea. Well, of course, I was gone for 3 days sword fighting, you know, in California.
Yeah, if you read your email, you would know.
I've been trying to catch up.
Okay.
I have, you know, a little bit of a life, you know. Anyway, but I don't think I've ever laughed this hard. When I got back from Cali, I'm looking at all these emails of people naysaying the sign. And I actually went down there and I bumped into the guy that created the sign. And
Mark. Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he told me what he did. He simply left his office. He walked downstairs. He wrote down the highest meter. Walked back up to his office. Ran it on, you know, Win Poker.
Probably video poker for winners. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Win Poker was yours too, you know. Once upon a day. Is that how you are? You just leave, you know, once you've moved on.
It is still a good product, video poker for winners.
Got to cut the cord, huh? Got to cut the cord. Of course, video poker for winners is the modern one, but I think he said that he ran it on WinPoker. Anyway. And then he rounded down, okay, because it was actually like, you know, 102.53 or something. And he added the words up to, figuring he was completely 100% safe and no one could take issue with this.
Well, he was mistaken. That was what it was at that particular moment in time.
Right. So which means that up to is a perfectly safe statement.
No, well, I've
Because it's...
Strongly disagree.
It's already there, and it can only go up from there.
Oh, until it's hit. And then it's not there anymore.
And then it goes back down, and then it gets... But it was there at that point.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but it's good. So up to, as of 4:32 on Tuesday, the whatever it was...
It actually ended up getting up in the mid 104 and a half.
Yep, it did. And so... So it's an excellent game, but the 102.5 is not particularly good. Let's talk about our guests for the next couple weeks and hope they call in better than Nolan has.
We might actually have our first no-show call-in?
I don't know. He is the media director of the World Series of Poker. The World Series of Poker is going on now.
Well, we do have those... in the can blackjack interviews, if you wanted one run of those, install for 5 minutes.
Good. So why don't I tell who's coming up, and you see if you can explain to Lawrence how to get those. And
he's got them.
He's got them?
He's on top of things, man.
All right. Let's run one.
Do your announcements, and then we'll run
next one. Week, Arnold Snyder. He's a Blackjack Hall of Fame. Written a definitive book on how to play Sudoku, which is something I'm interested in. And has also written a book called Topless Vegas, which deals with the places in Las Vegas where you can examine female anatomy up close and personal. In 2 weeks, we have I. Nelson Rose, who is a lawyer, specializing in gaming issues. And so he's going to make a return visit. In 3 weeks, we have Bill Zender, who has written Casinoology and Casinoology 2, among others. These are books for casino managers on how to protect the casino against players. So kind of by a reverse engineering, players should know these kind of things. So they should know how the players... are thinking, or how the casinos are
thinking of the players.
This is a cat and mouse game where the best players know both sides. Like a lawyer in a battle would prepare the other side as well as his side, so they know what is coming. So that's going to be in 2 weeks. In 3 weeks, we have one more guest who has agreed to come on, but we haven't picked a date yet. And
exciting.
This is actually, we're kind of thrilled on this one. This is George Maloof, who is the owner of the Palms. We're going to be asking him about lots of stuff. Is the Palms going to be sold? Are they going to fix their bit so when you get a $1,000 jackpot, it doesn't lock up, damn it?
That's what you want to waste an interview with Mr. Maloof about?
Oh, yeah. And is there going to be a professional basketball team in Las Vegas? These are important issues.
I wanted to ask him about his trips to the Playboy Mansion and stuff that, like, is interesting.
And I think we don't want to ask about that. There's his personal life is personal. All right. So let's do this interview that we have.
All right. So, folks, this is actually an interview with the real manager of the MIT Blackjack team, which was pre-recorded a while ago, which we saved for emergencies when guests don't call in, which apparently is happening right now as we speak. So here it is, and this is with him and his wife. I don't believe we use their real names in the interview, but it is, in fact, the former managers of the MIT Blackjack team, and this is part one. There's actually three parts. It's quite a long interview, but we'll play part one tonight.
And his wife listened to more than one radio show, you've no doubt heard the phrases really great guests and very special show more than once. Therefore, to provide contrast, I will instead describe my next guests as generic, mundane, and pedantic. It's not even slightly true, but that's what I'm going with. We have on our show tonight none other than the real managers from the famous, or perhaps I should say infamous, MIT Blackjack team, which was novelized in the book Bringing Down the House and later sensationalized in the Hollywood blockbuster movie 21. Unlike most radio and TV show talk guests on TV talk shows, they aren't here to pitch any recent product and are primarily appearing just as a favor to me. So I'd like to extend a very special and sincere thank you for coming on the show. Now, we all know card counting isn't well liked by casinos, so to protect the anonymity of our guests, I will only be using first names, and I'm also making them do the interview with bags over their heads. John and Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I actually watched the movie 21 last night and made some notes. I'm sure everyone would love to know. What you did not go to MIT, right? Correct, Lori?
I did not.
You did.
But I just managed them.
Right. But you you were an actual student at MIT. What?
I was a student, but I was not a professor.
You were not a professor. What were you learning? What was your major, and what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Well, I had no idea what I was going to be when I grew up, but my major was electrical engineering. It was only that because MIT's electrical engineering department is really very good. And I just wandered my way through my college career, which took 10 years, and eventually ended up with a degree only after I wrote my thesis on blackjack.
Well, you wrote your thesis on blackjack as a part of your major in electrical engineering?
Well, there's a thesis requirement even as an undergrad, and I could never find something that interested me mm-hmm. or that a professor would sponsor me for until I ended up doing blackjack, and then I found a professor who would actually sponsor it. And the way I found the professor was through a reference from a card counter catcher in Atlantic City who told me of a card counter who was a professor at MIT who was named Nez. Did I know this person? I had no idea. But when I went back to Cambridge and I was in the university bookstore, I saw a book about poker by Nesmith Ankeny, and I said, that's Nez. And so I was able to track him down. I asked him if he would sponsor my thesis, and he said yes, which otherwise I probably would have never graduated. Not that it would have made any difference.
How many years into your education was it when you caught the blackjack bug?
Oh, well, I had seen things around campus asking people to train for blackjack. There had been posters. There was an IAP course. That was a course between semesters. So I looked into it. I'd even taken the class. But I treated it very much like just sort of a unimportant thing. Mm-hmm. When I went into the class the first time, I'd missed the first class, and they were handing out a basic strategy quiz. I had no idea what it was. And when I took the test, I just guessed. You know, it asked questions like 9-7 versus a 10. What do you do? And, you could hit, stand, double split, or surrender. And I thought, well, I think splitting would be a good option. I got 4 right out of 20, which is basically pure guessing.
It might interest you to know when I got into professional video poker, I had not actually played poker. So the first thing my mother, this was 3 months before I turned 21, my mother had to sit me down and explain poker to me first, I found it, very, very boring. And so my first problem was I just recognizing the hands and recognizing straights. And my third month of working for the team, one of the other players reported to the manager, that I wasn't very good and maybe they should just let me go. Of course, I didn't stay bad for very long. By my second year on the team, I was manager and, actually considered to be the fastest video poker player in the world. Because that's where I made most of my money, actually, was doing marathon tournaments. That was where the big money was. Whoever plays the fastest wins. They don't really hold them anymore. I had nothing to do with that, even winning 18 in a row. So I'm sure what all our listeners would love to know, if they've seen this movie, is how close, Hollywood got it. is it even vaguely close to the reality?
I like to tell people who ask me this question, the book was about half true, mm-hmm. and the movie took that half and threw it out. about the only thing that is true in the movie is that there was an MIT blackjack team.
Really? It's that little.
Well,
Well, I know a few things.
Maybe I could pull a few things out here and there, but...
Did you use hand signals?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that was true.
All of the code words and stuff were ones that we used.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was a little piece of truth.
Like you say sweet or something for 16.
Really? So that was true. Right. It was funny, right in the beginning of the movie, they're all sitting around a dinner table dividing up the check and trying to calculate the, you know, what the tip should be to the last decimal place. And, okay, now how much do you have? And, you know, and I thought, ooh, that is exactly like every professional gambler I know. I thought that's probably the one kernel of truth.
Yeah, we were pretty good at multiplying by 1.5 and things like that. You know, getting 15% is the same as multiplying by 1.5, which is, you know, the blackjack payoff. So that's not very hard.
One of the things that the security guards, you know, back rooming people and beating them up in the basement. I mean, that just never happens, right?
Not like that. I mean, you might get back roomed. You might get dragged. I myself was dragged to the back by 6 security guards at Caesar's Palace, but nobody ever hit me.
No.
And, you know, I was never really in fear of that.
Mm. Would that be your worst experience with security?
I guess. Yeah, you know, I mean, that saying about Vegas where they say, you know, what is it? What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way it was. I mean, when we were here, we were persecuted like, you know, it was awful. But as soon as we left town, it didn't follow us. It wasn't like there were people outside our house or you know, calling us or anything like that.
So you know, I used to actually call ahead to the casino and ask to speak to the, you know, casino manager and say, okay, we're going to be playing the progressive at around 12. Can you make sure you have some extra coin people on staff?
Well, we would do stuff like that. We would call up the casino and ask. Sometimes, you know, there would be certain casino personnel who we would be concerned about. And so we would call up the casino and see if they were on duty.
Ah, okay.
You know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's sneaky.
Is Rodriguez on? Oh, he's laid off now.
So when did you get involved into it, Lori?
1993. Yeah.
That was the same year that I was managing the team.
Oh, wow. So you were a senior.
I've been doing this for a while. You know, I'm not that old. For our listeners that can't see our faces, I'm actually just turning 43.
I am too.
Really? Oh, that's great.
In 2 days.
You know, when I turned 42, I was all happy because of reading the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. I figured that I would get to know the meaning of life, the universe, and everything, you know, at 42, but it didn't happen. But I started when I was 21, you know, 5 minutes past the stroke of midnight on my 21st birthday. I think I told the story at a different show, but you guys probably don't know it. I had gone to the Frontier Hotel where my mother had a lot of comps because we played there regularly. And I was at the bar, just ordered a margarita, and I thought, well, it's silly to pay for this. You know, I do know how to play video poker. I'll just play $10 to get a free drink. And I was about to drop a coin in. It was hovering over the coin slot, and my cell phone went off. My beeper. Actually, we had pagers. So I ran to the payphone, called, and I said, yeah, listen, how quickly can you get to the Frontier? I said, well, I'm there. He said, oh, great. Go over. Play the progressive. I'm like, it's my birthday, man. He says, oh, okay, I'll pay you double. And that was it. 5 minutes later, I was working, you know, professionally, getting paid a wage, and don't think I ever did get to drop a coin in a machine for fun. So that was my experience. How did you get recruited?
Oh, I wasn't really recruited. I went to the practice just to check it out. I didn't think it was for me. It was for my ex-husband. And he went to Berkeley, and he worked for JPL, and he was a rocket scientist.
You actually dated a rocket scientist.
So, you know, it was, I heard the story that he told me a bunch of MIT people that they financed their school through gambling, and they got their car, and they got their whatever TV, and I just immigrated from China. I thought that was the, you know, most amazing story I ever heard. And I said, oh, my God, you know, if somebody could do that, why don't you do that? And he was very good at math. And then when he graduated, he was interviewed by President Reagan. And I said, if I am you, like a rocket scientist, I would do that. But I am terrible with math, and I hated math, so I didn't even go to a name brand school. So I thought I was just accompanying him to go check this out, and so I went there, and it was all men mostly, and and all these Ivy League school graduates, and with science major or math major or engineering major, and so at the end of the, they called the practice. At the end of the practice, you know, and somebody asked me and say, we welcome women. We want women because women are so stereotyped in the casino. They're considered dumb. And then if you're smart and you really, you know, have a great advantage, and would you be interested? And I thought, oh, my God, he didn't ask me which school I went to. I didn't know how dumb I was. And, you know, with math. And I said, oh, I'm sticking in. I said, really? You're going to teach me? And they said, yeah. Well, they gave me two sheets of paper, and one is basic strategy, mm-hmm. and another is how to calculate bets. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's great. So I didn't dare to ask any questions. I shut up and did whatever they asked me to do, and that's how I got started.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty different from I was dragged in kicking and screaming, you know. And so I think we have a good idea about the stories. I think we need to go to a quick break here. And when we come back, we have some more questions for our guests, the real managers of the MIT Blackjack team.
And that was part one of my MIT Blackjack manager interview. That was, I think, the first interview I ever did. That was prior to the show starting.
Uh-huh.
And that was when I was guest hosting the show, The Mysterious World of Peter J. Shields.
Good. And I know both John and Laurie. I know them well. And they are, and I don't know what's, I haven't heard these interviews yet, and I don't know what's going to happen on the second or the third.
It just got better from there.
If you get Laurie one-on-one and you start having her tell her stories, she lights up and the whole room lights up.
And yeah, for the folks out there that are just hearing this delicate little voice, it...
She's really tiny.
It goes to a delicate little body, of just about one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen in my life. I mean, John hit the jackpot with this girl, as far as I'm concerned. And their kids, that night was his birthday, and I took him out after took the whole family out.
Amanda and...
I don't
remember the other one.
Yeah.
It's a guy.
It is, and
younger.
I actually gave him some of my artwork from, like, my artwork construction stuff from when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to my storage, and I gave him some of my old string art linear sumography designs.
Yeah.
To try to, because he's an incredible artist. Incredible. I mean, he's clearly got his parents' talent. When we left Bobby Flay's restaurant there, Mesa Grill, at Caesars, he was on my shoulders, and the girl was hanging on my leg. It was rocking out. I couldn't, you know, I was like dragging one behind me. It was just a delightful evening.
Good. And they're delightful people. So I haven't actually heard your interview yet, so I'm actually looking forward to part two and three. And depending on how part two and three goes, I may want to call them back for part four, because my questions are going to be different than your questions.
I'm sure they will.
And they're delightful people, and you learn a lot. All right.
So I think what we should do here, obviously our guest hasn't called in. You know, you're not really true radio show hosts. This is what I've been told, until you have a guest cancel on you.
And then you stall. Or you ad lib for an hour and a half.
I mean,
or whatever
we are getting our chops tonight.
Uh huh.
They're going to give us like some sort of little Purple Heart.
Far it's been painless. Now we've created a strategy for Super Double Bonus, which is our second one. Have you posted them yet?
Yep, I posted them. I actually posted them before the show. I posted the Joker version 2, which has a couple corrections, or additions, corrections, whatever you want to call them. Which came to us from our wonderful VP for your listeners. When I posted it, I said flat out, hey, Joker's not my best strategy. If anyone wants to help me out here, I'll take any advice. And in fact, I got several emails, and I added those. So the version 2 is more accurate, and I took down the version 1.
Is mine also posted, or are you just posting yours?
I just posted mine on my site, and I didn't know. If you want me to post yours, I'll...
Yeah, why don't you post mine? Mine is also more accurate than yours, and it's in a terminology that is used today. Right now, your terminology for a three-card straight flush with zero high cards and no insides is a three-way. Now, this is not terminology that's being used or published by anybody, so it is...
I know uses it.
Well, yeah, but it was common 20 years ago, but nobody kept up. In the literature, it's all a totally different terminology.
It was never in the literature. Our program was internal, and we actually forbid our players to give out the strategies.
Well, good. So the players who actually read literature, which thank you very much. This has kind of helped me in my career that they do, are used to a very different terminology.
And I'm sure more people are familiar with yours. Yes, Bob.
All right. So now Super Double Bonus. Let's talk about some things that are different about this game compared to some of the others.
Wow. Well, I mean, the first thing that really struck me was you always hold a high pair over two pair.
This is for two different reasons. Now, when you get 45 for the full house, you only hold aces over it. But 40 or 35 or 30 in this case, two pairs higher because four jacks, queens, and kings pay 600.
Whereas, and aces pay eight.
Well, we're used to aces paying eight in a lot of different games. But,
right.
But four jacks, queens, and kings normally pay 250.
Now, all of the pay cards are pumped up, four of a kinds.
Okay.
You're supposed to contradict me and say high cards, but anyway.
Another interesting feature of Super Double Bonus has to do with the straight flush returns 400 rather than 250.
So an open-end straight flush beats a pat straight, and an inside straight flush draw loses, correct?
That's correct. So like a 3-4-5-6 suited with an offsuit 7, you throw the 7 away.
Breaking the pat full house for 3 of a kind, 2s, 3s, and 4s, and jacks, queens, kings, and aces, that I thought was interesting.
It is, but part of it has to do with full houses don't pay very much in this game. The full houses pay 30. Now, when you play with a normal size royal of 4,000 and full houses pay 45, then of course you break aces, end of list.
Yeah, the break point actually is about 345 coins. If the four of a kind pays more than 345 coins, and I happen to know that because I did a meter break for the progressive up at Harvey's, you know, the mountain bar.
Uh huh.
You read my book, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember the story about when to break a full house.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
no, but okay.
You don't remember? Well, that was I had left a strategy with the bartender who I was friends with, Mark Bartholomew.
Uh huh.
He was my favorite bartender up at Harvey's. And he had studied it and saw that, in fact, you break a full house at $345. Well, anyway.
That's only if full houses pay 30.
Right. That's when full houses pay 30. And while I was away on vacation in Vegas visiting my mother, some guy he'd never seen before came, sat down when the four of a kind was up over 300 and started firing away as quick as he could. And when it got up to $344 or something like that, he paused, stopped, and then broke out a strategy card. And after studying it for about 10 seconds, he broke the full house and drew for the four of a kind. And Mark leaned over and said, "I thought the meter break was 345.
Uh-huh.
And the guy looked up and went, well, I must have rounded down. And then he suddenly realized who he was talking to, a casino employee, Apparently he cashed out, walked directly out of the nearest exit of the casino and never returned.
Uh-huh. Was this somebody you knew?
I, to this day, don't know who it was. Mark just told me the story.
And it would not have surprised you if you actually knew this person.
I probably did know him, but I don't know why he left. I guess he was just too much scrutiny or he was worried that he'd get caught in a casino where apparently even the bartenders are math savants, Oh, man, I wish I'd been there to see his face.
Well, a lot of casino employees are players, whether it's video poker or blackjack or something. A lot of them aren't really good, which is why they're bartenders or other casino employees.
Well, Mark was sharp. He had a his own wine making label.
All right,
Terrence Hugh Cellars.
So, anything else we want to talk about this strategy?
Well, was there anything else that struck you as odd about it? I mean, those were the really weird ones for me.
The
lack of the value for the ace too. I mean, it's like a bonus poker strategy, but you don't really draw that strongly to the lone ace.
You don't, at all. It's you don't draw the lone ace any more than you draw to the lone jack.
Right, and that's because of the high royal that affects that. So if you're used to playing like double bonus poker, and you know very frequently holding aces over king jack offsuit, you don't do that in super double bonus poker.
You don't do that in double bonus either.
Hmm?
You hold king jack offsuit over an ace in double bonus.
You are correct, but I'm talking about like if you have an ace and a king or an ace and a queen, you will frequently hold just the ace in double bonus poker.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. And I'm actually going to be teaching double bonus progressive in the last Tuesday of June at Sam's Town. All right, good. So what strategy should we come up with next week in post?
Well, right now the deuces and the bonus poker are the highest, right? But by the time we get those strategies out, they'll probably won't be.
But they'll be high again. So pick one.
Pick one? Deuces.
Deuces.
Go with deuces.
Deuces is, for the most part, the strategy with three deuces and two deuces and one deuce does not change no matter how high the royal gets, with the exception of a dealt wild royal
with one deuce.
With one deuce, or even three royal cards with one deuce, if those can be changed. But other than that, all of the strategy for two deuces or one deuce, two deuce, and three deuces is the same. Now, there's considerable differences in the no deuce category.
Right. And these 4, 13, 16 deuces, really the strategies, you draw very strong for the straight flush. I mean, it's very different.
Yes, 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 you do.
Yeah. For anyone listening, do not go out there and play this like you would 5, 9 deuces. Or what is it called? Full pay?
Yeah, full pay deuces. There are two.
It's really different strategy.
That's correct.
Have you heard of the term stochasticity?
Well, stochastic processes, one of my PhD fields was econometrics, and we talked about stochastic processes all the time.
Did you? Okay, stochasticity. Very hard to say. I certainly wouldn't want to say it 10 times fast. One of the folks on VP Free, I think it was Bob, the other Bob, Bartop, I think he. Anyway, he sent me an email recommending that I listen to this program done by Radiolab. Have you heard of them?
No.
It's an NPR science show. It has the guy on there that was from Nova Science Now. And I just got around to listening to it. And I am so sorry I didn't listen to it when he recommended it. Because, is that our guest? Oh, it's not our guest. Somebody was calling in. But anyway, it was amazing. Absolutely. It was the best radio show I've ever heard on this topic. It's basically dealing with randomness. It starts out with these two girls, one that let a balloon off in the middle of London, and somebody found it that had the same name as her. We have somebody calling in? All right, well, let's take it. I mean, we're
all right, we're killing time. We'll talk to Scott. Scott, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
How are you guys doing today?
So far, so good. We're guestless, so you're it.
Well, I have a show on the station over there, so I know how that feels. That's why I wanted to call in. I wanted you guys to talk less statistics and just tell me one of the reasons why I enjoy playing some poker, but talk about the fun of the characters involved and what I like to call my therapy of the poker table and the different people around it, and just people can have some fun and enjoy that part of it. Do you guys have a comment on that?
Yeah, well, the comment is that's a game neither one of us play. We are both video poker players.
Well, I have played poker twice in my life, live poker.
Well, good. Well, I've played a lot more than that. But this is live poker in modern days, when you have not played in 25 years, though.
15, and I did have a lot of fun. Of course, I had fun because I was there with a girl I was dating, which is the only reason I was playing.
Were clothes involved in this poker?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It wasn't strip poker.
All right, so we're not actually poker players and cannot really speak to that. One of the reasons we prefer one of the reasons I prefer video poker is does not have that social aspect to it. Poker players tend to be more social people than video poker players. Video poker players tend to be weird, tend to be outcast, tend to work better by themselves than social people. A lot of the best video poker players cannot hold regular jobs because of they do not play well with others.
Yeah, folks in our business end up with a lot of cats. You know, that's really what happens, at least for me. Actually, the guy that was supposed to be our guest tonight, Nolan Dalla, apparently has some amazing stories. I actually got a bunch of emails from people wanting me to ask him, you know, about telling his story of when he was cheated at the WSOP. Some guy offered him to let him stay in his room when all the rooms were sold out, and then borrowed money from him and stole his luggage and disappeared and was never heard from again.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so, but yeah, you are right. We don't talk a lot about the fun aspect of gambling because, I mean, for us, it's basically always been a job. For my first 3 years of gambling, I was actually a paid employee. It was just a job. So, but very good advice, and we'll try to talk more about the fun. All right?
Thank you very much for your call, Scott.
Thanks a lot.
So let's finish up on what you were saying about stochastic.
Yes. I am telling all my listeners, all our listeners, right now, you have got to listen to this show. It's an hour-long show. It's the best radio show I've ever heard. And it's just got information in there that anyone that listens to our show needs to listen to this one. I mean, just, I'm going to post it on the website tonight.
Good.
When I get home.
All right.
Consider it required listening.
We'll have a test on it next week.
We should do that. We should have people call in, and we'll ask them a question on it. And if they can answer the question, they get a prize.
So if we have a giveaway, our next giveaway will be based on our
listening
questions
to Stochasticity by Radio Lab, which I will post a link for. And you are going to love this show. It is information you need to know. It's they go into the effects of the dopaminergic links of how it affects searching for probability and randomness. I mean, it's just unbelievable how people perceive random events and how it differs from actual randomness. There's a story about a woman who had Parkinson's disease, and when they gave her medication, she developed a gambling addiction, but as soon as they took her off the medication, it went away. It's on and on and on and on. It's the best stories. The myth of the hot hand in sports,
yes,
is covered. You can't believe how good the show is. So everybody that's listening, go to my website later, get this link for Stochasticity by Radiolab.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
So I guess we're just about down to the wire.
All right. So we want everybody to hit a royal flush. Probably hit four or five royals at the M this week. There seem to be getting lots of people there.
I can't.
How many did you hit?
I haven't hit any yet, but in fact, my partners have hit two, and we're doing just great. About right as expected, which I always love.
All right.
Some have said that our show closes are a bit cryptic and hard to understand. And to this we reply that understanding is a three-edged sword. If you wish to know the meaning, listen to the music and not the song. The hot wind of knowledge has blown strong, and from its bloated belly was disgorged truth. We have stared too long into the darkness, and behold, it was staring back. But do not seek to hold the tide, because the avalanche has already begun. It is far too late for the pebbles to vote. I'm going back inside.
Cheese and rice. For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the M, the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as the website VideoPoker.com. thanks for listening. And tune in next Thursday night at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together, we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV, 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Don't miss Stay Healthy Las Vegas with Jeff Burke from 8 to 9 a.m. Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV.
Psst, how'd you like to be a mystery shopper, earning no less than $450 a venture? Getjob450@gmail.com. It's easy, simple, and no application fees. Getjob450@gmail.com. Getjob450@gmail.com. Earning cash for shopping. Getjob450@gmail.com. Be a mystery shopper. Getjob450@gmail.com. Getjob450@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Schnitt. Thrilled to be on the air in Las Vegas on KLAV 1230 AM, the talk of Las Vegas. Join me every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. If you're tired of the same old blah, blah, blah talk radio in Las Vegas, then tune into the Schnitt Show. Las Vegans, if you want to hear a brand new, fresh opinion on conservative political talk, keep the dial locked in on 1230 AM KLAV or listen to me live online at KLAV1230AM.com.
Hello, this is Matt Phillips. We're taking our RV Adventures radio show on the road. This Friday at 3 p.m., join me live at our big RV sale at Warm Springs next to CarMax. Come on down and see RV Adventures live this Friday at the Finley RV Super Show at Warm Springs and Gibson. Remember, we've got 125 units on display, and all are on sale, including the 2012s. This sale includes all motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Remember, all used units come with a one-year warranty. We'll see you at the RV Adventure Show this Friday, 3 o'clock, at Gibson and Warm Springs. We'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Miss Martha the Magnificent. I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. I know you can't smell me. I'm in the studio. But I want you to look out for Outside In with Miss Martha. This is gospel, contemporary, and lots of fun. Coming to you live from KLAV. Is it KLAV?
Yeah.
Oh, it is really KLAV every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Come in, tune in to KLAV. Outside In with Miss Martha.
Hi, this is Dr. Annette. Join me every Sunday evening at 6:30 for The Shift, right here on KLAV, where we talk about health and the crazy things happening to your health freedoms. Remember, The Shift airs every Sunday evening at 6:30. For more information, archive shows, and links, visit drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com.
This is Dr. Robert Earle. I'm a local dentist here in Las Vegas and have been practicing dentistry for 35 years. We want to invite you to join us every Tuesday at 2 o'clock for a new show called Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earle. We will be answering questions and talking about the latest technology in dentistry and giving you the answers to your questions about dental concerns.
Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earle, Tuesday afternoon at 2. A learning disability means you're finished, right? Wrong. Introducing the Never Give Up Show, brought to you by the Never Give Up Foundation, hosted by Matthew Cox. The Never Give Up Show is about letting go of your fears and breaking the shackles and stigma associated with learning disability. And life coach Matt ought to know, he himself was diagnosed with a learning disability. Now he's a motivational speaker with an advanced degree. This is Powerful Radio, the Never Give Up Show, Tuesday afternoon at 4.
Got a sick pet? Call the vet. Hi, this is Dr. B from the West Flamingo Animal Hospital. Is your pet licking excessively? Has a lump or making a funny noise? Ask a Vet is a new call-in show live every Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. We'll discuss pet topics, animals in the news, and most importantly, answer your questions live on the air every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Again, this is Dr. B from the West Flamingo Animal Hospital, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Las Vegans, you say you need affordable legal advice? How about some free advice? Tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on KLAV. Just call 731-1230. That's 731-1230. And attorney Barry Levinson will take your questions on legal matters including bankruptcy, loan modifications, personal injury, and more. Remember, tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Here.
Love us on radio, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. We are KLAV.